Hello.
Hello, my name is Lindsay, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, this is he.
All right, I do need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
I was just trying to see how to file for unemployment.
Okay, I can help you file for unemployment. If you could provide your social security number for me, please, to get started.
419-516-992.
Okay. And have you ever filed a claim before?
No, I have not.
Okay. Never in your life have you ever filed a claim in Alabama?
No, I have not.
All right. Could you verify your social security number for me one more time?
419-516-992.
Okay. And what is your name?
Dikembe Trainer.
All right. Can you spell that for me?
DE apostrophe capital KEMBE.
Okay. And could you spell your last name for me?
TRAINER.
Okay. And what would be your date of birth?
03/28/2000.
All right. And your gender?
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade that you completed in school?
I'd say about 1 year in college.
Okay. And what would be your mother's maiden name?
Gay, GAY.
Okay, and this is the last name that she had before she was ever married?
She wasn't married.
Okay, and so that is her last name?
That's her last name.
Okay. Do you have a driver's license?
I do.
Okay. Could you provide the driver's license number and the issued state?
So Alabama, number is 101-67690.
Okay. Now, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments via direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
My chicken account.
Okay. I can set that up for you if you could provide a routing number and a banking account number for a traditional bank.
The routing number is 262-083-881.
Okay. Go ahead.
And the ticket number is 628-398-111.
Okay. For the routing number, I have 262-083-881.
Correct.
And for the bank account number, I have 628-398-111. Okay. What would be a good mailing address for you?
1400 BELL Street, Birmingham, Alabama 35214.
Okay. And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay. What would be a good telephone number to contact you at?
205-503-6652.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. So you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions.
Okay.
Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Emergency medicine, geriatric psychiatry, occupational medicine, psychiatric or mental health clinical nurse specialist, or none of the above?
None of the above. I mean, okay. I went to school, emergency medical tech, but I didn't get my national registry, so.
Okay. In which of the following counties have you ever lived or owned property? Clay, Alabama, Dale, Alabama, Jefferson, Alabama, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, or I have never lived in any of these counties?
I think we're in Jefferson County right now.
Okay. In what county do you currently live?
Oh, Jefferson County.
Okay. It's a weird generation of questions there.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Can you repeat that question?
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. That one throws everybody with the not military or federal government. All right. And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, I don't think so. Oh, I don't know what that is.
It's a trade readjustment allowance. It's for people whose jobs move overseas.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. And what was your last day of work?
My last day of work was, let me see, we're in December. So on December 6th.
Okay.
No, it was November 29th. So about a week difference. It was the 29th.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Okay. Do you currently work solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
15 and 20.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
15.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what would be a good job description that reflects your most recent work?
I was hospital service technician. Basically, I cleaned the medical equipment and provided the medical equipment.
Okay. Okay. So that would be classified as a medical equipment repairer, right? You would prepare, sterilize, install, or clean laboratory or healthcare equipment.
Yes.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the name of your most recent employer?
Agility.
Okay. All right, and what would be a good telephone number to reach the facility that you worked for?
Okay, give me just a minute.
Go ahead.
Two oh five, 500-1933.
1933?
Yes.
Okay. What was your employment start date with them?
Ooh, okay. I think it was February 5th, 2021.
Okay, you said February
5th, 21.
Sorry, I don't know why it just would not let me enter. Okay. And what city and state was your work performed in?
It was Birmingham, Alabama, Grandview Medical Center.
Okay.
It'll be 280, I guess.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following for any time after your last day of work, like vacation pay?
No.
What about sick pay or holiday pay?
No.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer that does not include severance or a Social Security benefit?
No.
Okay, and why are you no longer working?
I was terminated.
Okay. And was there a specific reason?
Throwing away narcotics.
Okay. So would that be considered a violation of the company policy?
Yes.
Okay, so you threw away narcotics.
Yes.
Okay. And that was what they said to you whenever you were terminated?
No, they never gave me a clear standing of termination.
Okay.
But they did tell me that I was terminated.
Okay. Did you commit the act that they alleged?
Yes.
Okay. Had you received any prior warning for the same or a similar act?
No.
Okay. What was the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Charles Taunton.
Charles Taunton?
Taunton. C-A-U. Hold on. Charles. T-A-U-N-T-O-N.
T-A-U-N. T-O-N.
Right.
Okay. And what is his position or title?
He was the manager.
Okay. What was the date of your discharge?
Oh, boy. Give me just a minute. Oh, yeah. The 30th of November.
All right. And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I called, tried to make amends, volunteered to do better or try to fix the situation. They didn't allow it, so.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay. I have reset a temporary PIN code for you. It's the PIN code that you'll use when you do your weekly certifications. Although I do recommend that you change it once you log in for the first time because this is only temporary.
Okay.
It is 9200.
Okay.
All right, and I do have a couple of closing statements for you.
Okay.
So the following instructions. instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume.
Alabama. Okay.
That website is Alabama Works. It's Alabama all spelled out, and Works has an S at the end.
Okay. Alabama Works.
.alabama.
.gov?
.gov, yes.
Okay.
alabamaworks.alabama.gov. There you'll update your online resume. A failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
Okay.
Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. A failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you file via telephone, the telephone number that you would call each week is 800-752-7389.
Okay.
And your weekly certifications can be made starting on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturdays. You'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet starting next week, which would be starting on December 18th.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read that information carefully. A failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have any questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
Mm-hmm.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. But that completes the unemployment claim process. Do you have any questions? Would you like me to repeat any information?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I definitely thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and I hope that you enjoy your day today.
All right. Thank you. You do the same.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and enjoy your holidays.